Just do it. Our theme. I'd like to start by asking a couple of questions. Matu is going to very soon run a triathlon in Morgantown. Matu, a year ago, if someone had said to you, Matu, I want you to run a triathlon, what would you have said? Couldn't do it. I can't do it. Why? Not ready for it. Not ready for it based on what? Your own expectations of placing a certain place? But could you have done it? Could you have done the triathlon? Sure. Sure. With no expectations except entering and being part of the triathlon, he could have done it a year ago. I can't do it. I've said it so often in my life. And I've meant it. I've believed it. I've bought into it. I can't do it. Have you ever said that? Have you ever said that? I can't do it. What were the circumstances? Why did you say that? Were you afraid? Was it difficult? Was it challenging? Was I in the way and it was something that you just really didn't want to do? But could you have done it? I can't do it. Jim Brote started to break open our message last night and talked about hearing the Word of God. Hearing that message was in the Scripture so heavily today in our songs. Hearing the Word of God and responding. Jumping out there and doing it. The other side of the coin is, I can't do it. Four key figures in today's scriptures. We have Jeremiah, John the Baptist, Herod, and Jesus. Jeremiah, standing there on trial, the people yelling, he deserves death, he deserves death. For what? For what? Those who were for Jeremiah, defending him, said, what does he deserve death for? He was speaking the truth. He heard God's voice. He followed the command God had given him. He did it. He did it. Probably wasn't easy, as the end result shows. There he is, persecuted. But he didn't say, I can't do it. Ultimately, he did it. John the Baptist. He was a pretty neat guy. Didn't pull any punches with anybody. We know he was preparing the way of the Lord, but, you know, John was preaching in the countryside, and his message was very simple. Repent. You're a sinner, Paul. You know it. You know what you've done. And so does everybody else. Admit it and repent. Right, Mary Beth? That was John's simple message. And he didn't hesitate to point the sin out. He said, Herod, you're a sinner. You're the leader of our people. You are a sinner. Look what you've done. The story is this. Herod's brother was married to Herodias. She must have been beautiful. Herod's brother was named Herod. He wanted Herodias for his wife. In Jewish law, you can't divorce. Herod, Herodias divorces Herod to marry Herod. John the Baptist said, you can't do that. Herod knew that. He knew that in his heart. We can hear that. He agonized over this. But Herodias twisted him around her finger. And he ultimately had John the Baptist beheaded. But when Jesus comes on the scene, speaking the same truth, Herod goes, oh my gosh, he's back. It's John the Baptist. I thought I got rid of him. I thought my demons were gone. I heard the truth, and I said, I can't do it. And he didn't do it. I can't do it. Just like you and I. We have a choice. We can be like Jeremiah and hear the truth and do it. Or we can be like Herod. Hear the truth. And for whatever reason we want, convince ourselves, I can't do it. Jim talked about the grains of sand sifting through the hourglass. I am in those years of my life. I realize that the gift that I have is today. I'm not guaranteed of anything. And I also have learned the lesson, I can't do it. I'll admit to you, I know I can't do it. I can't do much of anything. But I have experienced that I can do it. I can do anything with God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. I, Gary Lang, can't do a thing. But I, as an instrument of God and the Holy Spirit, can. You have choices every day. Will you be like Herod and hear the truth? Set it aside and say, I can't do it. Or will you be like Jeremiah and John the Baptist and Jesus? Hear the truth and do it. Suffering? Yes. Reprisal? Yes. Consequences? Sure. But God is right there with you. I can't do it. I can't do it. I know that. But with God, I can do it. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Through the... through the nurturing of this Word, I can do it. Being fed at this table with the body and blood of Christ, I can do it. I can do anything. And so can you. And so can you.